if there is another woman that has done it before you or a way shower that can help you, because I know how hard it is to step out and then you're like, oh, I'm going to get my rear handed to me in a meeting or in front of my boss or whatever, right? I would make friends with that way shower. Could she be your mentor? Could she be your sponsor?
Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to tell you about my next guest who's in Chicago. Okay, I heard this woman speaking through another, I would say, amazing woman in Chicago. And I said, who is this woman who does this Brave Women at Work? Jen, give me the actual pronunciation of your last name.
It's Pastikis.
Pastikis, which I love. I love, Jen. You know, I just thank you so much for being here on the Rise with Diana podcast. I just would love for you to share a little bit about you, your background, what you do, and share a little bit about your family, because that's important to us at the Rise with Diana podcast.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on today. It's a real pleasure. And I loved meeting you. Your energy is just infectious. So yeah. I'm excited about our conversation today. So I'll start with family because that's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
So my husband and I have been married. So this year is our 20th anniversary.
Ooh, happy anniversary.
I know. Thank you. And his name is John. And we have two beautiful daughters, Charlotte, who is 12, and she's like going on 18. She's kind of an old soul. And then my little one, Olivia, is just this little like package of light and joy, and just love her. Yes. And been a Chicagoland person my whole life. I've been in all this, you know, all different suburbs, but I am a suburb gal, but Chicago, born and bred. And in terms of my corporate background, 20 plus years in corporate, specifically in banking and credit unions. Currently am on an executive team in a financial institution here in the Chicago suburbs. And I also run a podcast called Brave Women at Work and a leadership and executive coaching firm for women called Brave Women at Work.
I love this. And what do y'all not love Brave Women at Work? That's what hit me. I said, come on, we need a shield. We need a t-shirt, right? That says Brave Women at Work. What made you go, honey, I need to start Brave Women at Work? What was that about?
Yes. So when I was much younger, my career, I've always wanted to do something in personal development or coaching. And it was just coming on the scene in like 2004, 2005. I was a newlywed at that time. I was totally freaked out, Diana. I was like, I can't, can I make any money doing this? So I kind of put my head down. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. So I kept in banking. And then in 2016, it kind of reared its head again. So like many, many moons later. And I told my husband, like, oh, I really want to get professionally certified in coaching. So I'm legit, you know, in air quotes.
Right.
And he's like, okay. He's like, he's like, okay, all right, fine. Go do it. Go do your thing. So I got certified and then kept like, just like, oh, I'll do that in retirement. I'll do that later. And then in 2019, I burnt out. I burnt out real good. And then from a health perspective, took a huge dive. And then COVID hit. And then during COVID, I started trusting myself again. And I asked my intuition, what do I need to heal? And the first thing it said to me is like, you need to start a podcast, which I was like, what? And I've never done any training. And all of my friends and family, like, they love me and they were afraid because they're like, oh, you're just taking on another thing. And I'm like, no, I think this is part of my healing. And that was right. And that's how this all began.
Do y'all hear that? I love you. I got 5 chills just when you said that, because here's the thing. It won't leave you alone, right? Like, you just know you're trying to shake it off, right? 2004, 2016. And then I like to say, because this is where you and I connected when we talked, I said, you know, you went through what I would call like a little dark night of the soul. And I feel like I went through the dark night of the soul. And sometimes you got to understand that's a call on you. Right? Don't you think that it is calling you, like your soul is calling you, right? Because you were trying to shake it off. So tell me about your healing process. Like, what did that involve?
So yes, it was a call, and I have tried to shake it off. And I've told people, like, once you have the call, it's not shakeable, really.
It's not.
Because you just like try to transmute it, and then you try to do, and it just, your body and your brain and your soul just keep screaming, like, stop messing around. Like, it's you. This is what you're here to do. Just stop it. And so you cannot unhear once you've heard your call. And then healing involved the podcast. So talking and meeting women like you and so many other women I've met, what it was like, oh, they've done it. I can do it too. So it almost felt like I was no longer alone. Like, I had this monstrous army of these beautiful, powerful women behind me and supporting me and lifting me and all that stuff. So that has been and continues to be a huge part of my healing. Then it was, I did the traditional thing. I went to therapy. Like, I did the therapy thing.
Come on.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah, I did the therapy thing.
Say that louder, like, for the people in the back.
Therapy. Yeah, therapy. So I did that, and then started working on myself, started working on my relationships, started working on my patterns. And then after that, started coaching other women, because as I was learning, I was wanting to apply what I was learning in the training and like the leadership space, which it was interesting because it was healing to me as I was healing other people. And then most recently, it's been a couple years though now, I started meditating. And I was of the ilk, like, oh, you know what? I can't meditate. Right. I don't have time to meditate. You know, I was like giving myself this like BS line of like, I can't do that. Well, let me tell you, if I can meditate, everybody can meditate. Yes. And I started with just a couple minutes. And yes, my mind was all over and my thoughts were all over. And I just kept pushing through. And it's been a life changer for me. So I'm excited to tell you, I have a somatic kind of breathwork coach person. Yes. And she is helping me, and I'm getting certified through her program, Diana, this fall. I'm so excited.
That's so freaking cool. Okay, do y'all realize why this is my woman right here? I mean, seriously, everything you're saying is everything. Like, when I met you, I said, what you seek is seeking you, Rumi.
Yes.
Because I've been seeking you and women like you everywhere. And it's just like we went whoop, like this. And so I just feel like, ladies, as you're listening to this, it's like you can't shake off the call. And every time you do, you're going to fall deeper into a depression. Mm-hmm. You're going to have sleepless nights, right? Menopause might have something to do with it, but that's another podcast. But we know we know that you cannot shake it off. And what I love what you said, I just started doing it. Mm-hmm. Where did you come up with Brave Women?
You know what? Okay. So that was that whole listening to my intuition.
Yeah.
So I had this kind of a podcast before called Bank on Women, Bank on Women, because it was like a spin on banking, right? And I was doing stuff that was related to banking and podcasting. That was like my podcasting class, if you will.
Yeah.
And then I was doing that with someone. He's an amazing podcaster, great mentor for the small time we work together. And something inside me was like, nope, you need to do this on your own. And so I told him, I said, you know, this isn't going to work out and I really want to be on my own. And I prayed on it. I just kind of left it up to God, universe. And I said, okay, what is the name? I do a lot of walks in my neighborhood, and it came to me. I'm not going to say like I found it or, and then I went immediately to buy the URL because I was like, yeah, this is my business name. And when I was getting my website done by a small company in my area, they could not believe, Diana, that I actually got that business name. And it wasn't like some $10,000 right. URL. They're like, you never get rid of that URL.
Never.
So that's kind of how it happened.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You know, when you feel you got to get in touch with your intuition, with your God center, because that is your central intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That is your central intelligence. And I so relate to what you said, because everything that I have gotten has come from me, the download, a download. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something about you, though, that is pretty sensational, and it must come from your superpowers. What do you think your superpowers are? Because I feel the vibration, but I want to hear what you say.
Okay. So, yeah, you'll have to tell me like what you think.
Yeah.
So my favorite movie is the movie Rocky, which is really crazy. Okay.
I love it.
Because most people are like, you're a woman. That was like from 1976. Like, what's going on over here? And so Rocky's my favorite because, and for all of those younger folks out there that have no idea what I'm talking about, it's a sports movie. And I love a good sports movie and I love a good underdog story. Mm-hmm. So I would say it is making people feel like seen and heard is like a superpower where I can just see greatness in people. Mm-hmm. And so when people will tell me like when they're around me, they feel like this whole like energy vortex because I'm trying to bring, you know, make you realize like the energy and the greatness that you have inside of you. So that's the thing that's like the biggest and reflecting it back to them so that they feel jazzed and like motivated and inspired to take action. So that's what I would say my biggest superpower is.
Isn't it interesting how you like I felt that when you were with me. That's because that's what I spend most of my time doing is trying to make certain I see people. You have an energy. You definitely have a light. And I think often there's an aura, like definitely a light. Now, I can't remember. Did I see you? Yeah, I did. I saw you at that. And I just felt so connected when we were on that pink.
Yes, pink. Yeah, we were like fist bumping each other in the air. We were like, you go, girl. Like, exactly. We were doing all of that.
I was doing all kinds of things in the chat. I know that's right. You better go. I love that. So your authentic voice is something that I hear. You belong. You are included. We want you to say your authentic voice. When did you realize, because corporate America hasn't always been so accepting of this authentic voice. And was it after your healing or did you know that you were or were not using? Did you have a revival of your authentic self? Tell me a little bit more about this voice that you've now mastered.
Well, I would say that it was a revival. And so I did this whole, what so many women do, is that I tried to be like a man.
Yes.
I really did. I did. I did it for like a gazillion years. Like I was very professional. And when I went through this healing process, I was going to ask you, Diana, like maybe I should get rid of all my suits because as soon as I went through like the healing journey started, I got rid of like all of my business suits. Like I was just like, I put them in like my attic or my crawl space rather, because it just felt not like me anymore. And I've never pulled them out since. So I've been thinking lately, I'm like, you know what? I should just cut the cord. I mean, they're beautiful, but I'm just like, it's too masculine. It's too boxy. Like it's just something. Yeah. It's something. And so I had to go through this revival of trusting myself and trusting my own voice. And I even went through it in stages. So if someone is saying like, well, you know, do you always have it? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And then when you were going through the revival process, was it just like a light switch? No, not for me. Mm-hmm. Like even going on to LinkedIn and like just speaking up on LinkedIn, I was so scared.
What?
Like, what is my boss going to think? Like, what is my company going to think? Like, oh, and then eventually it was like, yeah, I don't care. But it took a long time for me to get there.
Yeah.
So hopefully that answers your question.
Well, because it does. And the thing is I think what we all have to do is realize that we are living in a matrix, okay? And this matrix that you're living in is not really giving your, it's not allowing you to do your greatest work, right?
Correct.
Because would you say now, after going through this revival, going through the healing, doing the podcast, the many women, I love that you said your healing was just doing it and being with all these women. Tell me about your greatest work now. Like, what is calling you even more? Like, share where you see even more things you're supposed to be doing with this beautiful life of yours.
So I said at the top of our conversation, our call, like, I have two daughters.
Yes.
And so I feel like I am the light bringer to them and to show them what's possible.
Yes.
But I also think, especially my older one is a teacher. Whoa. Like my older one's like killing me on the lessons, right? You know, it's like,
they do that, don't like, they?
Yeah. She's like, take a break. And I'm just like, okay, you know, and so I struggle with that. But what I see for the future is, and I didn't mention, is that on the outside of the offshoot of the podcast, you know, have been books, like three books,
yes.
Women's anthologies. And there will be more. So there's going to be more books, Diana.
Yes.
And then on top of that, there's the conference. So the
yes.
Women's Leadership Conference in 2025.
Yes.
And I want to have a real rising of women. And if that means that is what I'm going to be doing full time in the future, that's what I want to be doing.
Yes. And this, do y'all feel, I said, feel the vibration? Because more women, and this is what we talked about, we all have to go through this revival. We all have to, you know, and it's scary, right? Because you are going to an unknown place. Mm-hmm. And I think more women, I know more women like you, like me, we have to let you know, girl, I see you. And mm-hmm. I did the same thing. And what a shame if we don't share that story, right? Do you find mm-hmm. yourself sharing more of this story? Because you do a podcast. And you've mm-hmm. written the books, but do you share your story throughout mm-hmm. all of this? Yes.
Yeah. So I've been sharing snippets, and then what else is going to come? My intuition is saying this will be like on the other side of a corporate career, just because it is going to be a big commitment, is like a full book of
yes.
the whole thing. But I've given everybody like little taste testers of things. But I've had, you know, I'm not going to name names to protect the innocent, right? But I've had like yeah. family and friends be a little uncomfortable that I'm sharing like my story of burnout, or I share my story of miscarriage and ectopic pregnancy
yeah.
and all of those things. But you know what? Here's the thing mm-hmm. is that I've always been a really open book storyteller type of person. So I feel like if I were to keep that in and not share those real stories and make a difference in another woman's life, I don't feel like I'm being authentic to myself.
Right.
And I've had women, whether it's on the podcast or in the book, say, man, you know, thank you. That really helped. Then I've done my job.
Yes.
I mean, if I have like one comment a day or one connection a day on LinkedIn, it's not about just growing the network. It's about also like impacting people.
Yes. You know, it's all about the impact. Mm-hmm. I think what I see consistently is I could attract the women like you who realize it's about you, but it's not about you.
I agree 100%.
Because we have to know when we're acting through ego or we're acting through mission,
mm-hmm.
right? And it seems to me that you've come to this point in your life that you know, give me mission or give me death, right?
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
And so that's what I feel from you. And I think that's what's really getting people to resonate with you. So thank you so much for being a person who's willing to share that story and not be popular. What would you say to that woman who's like, how do I even start? Like, if I haven't had the dark night of the soul, or how do I even begin to know what my authentic voice is trying to say to me?
So I would say start noticing. So you said something so profound, and I use the same term. It's funny. We are like a sisters from another mister. I don't know
exactly.
What's going on.
1,000%.
I know. Like, what's going on over here? Anyway, so I would say we all don't know we're in the matrix, right? So for the longest time, I was like rushing and like in a, my worth is based on my work and how much money I make and all this kind of stuff. And yes, all of those things are important to live in real life. So I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, let's all be Buddha on a mountaintop. It's not about that. But what I am saying though, is that realize, like have those moments of clarity. So get still enough to realize the moments in the matrix, right? So we all have that negative voice inside our heads, that thought reel. And what I would say is if you can start noticing, oh, there it is again. That is what's going to help you jostle. You'll know, for that second, those couple seconds you're in realization, you're outside of the matrix. And for us that are like probably a little farther outside of the matrix, like I would say you and myself, it's just because of the practice that we're like, oh, I'm not being nice to myself, or oh, I'm saying this about myself, because the world, like this is a quote from Rocky, the one of the many Rockies, is that, you know, the world will beat you down if you let it, right? It's up to us to keep going forward. And so I would just say, if you can recognize those moments where you're being really nasty to yourself, celebrate that you've realized it. Don't beat yourself up again. And then say, oh, you know what? How can I choose like another thought? How can I choose to like reframe that? Because at the end of the day, you're going to be what you think about yourself. And if you think negatively about yourself, how can you make that brave step forward?
So good. Can you, I mean, y'all better honk your horn, okay? If you making some eggs, you better flip them eggs, okay? Take a sip of your tea, because I'm gonna take a sip of my water on that one. Listen, that was so good. Because it sounds like you have a daily practice that keeps you grounded, right?
Yes.
You talked about this meditation. You're about to be a meditation teacher. And it all comes from this daily practice of focus. So everything that Jen said, it's like you've got to understand these voices that you got to get quiet enough. That's why we are definitely sisters from another mister. I want you to share with me a little bit about this Thrive 25. I want to hear about it. And of course, you're going to be at the All Rise Live Global Summit.
Yes.
But let's talk about Thrive 25. How did that come about? What do y'all, because I mean, I've been talking to Hope, but tell me a little bit more about what was the thought behind that.
So that was another one of my crazy downloads.
Yes.
And so Hope, just so we put Hope in this. So Hope Mueller is my business partner.
Yes.
And Hope and I met on my podcast. Talk about synchronicity. And then I said to Hope, like, hey, didn't know her at all, Diana.
Yeah.
Like literally just had her on as a guest, like just like had met her, like I had met you through Athena and the Pink Network.
Yes.
And just something inside goes, ask that woman to write a woman's anthology with you. And so I asked her and I go, this is going to sound crazy, but do you want to write a book together? And she, like, we had a great conversation and she's like, yeah, let me think about it. And in my mind, I had that oversharing, you know, like, I just overshared. She thinks I'm crazy over there. And then she called me back a few days later and she's like, yeah, let's do this.
I love it.
And then she's like, hey, did you know, by the way, she had either just started or already had a boutique publishing firm. And I was like, what? You know, I didn't know.
Wow.
And so that all came to be. So I told Hope about 2 to 3 years ago, we were in our second book, I think. And I said, I think I want to do a conference. She's like a full scale women's leadership conference. And I'm like, yes. And the other thing you all don't know about Hope is she has a secondary business. She's phenomenal, by the way. She's a healthcare executive. The woman's like just like a miracle worker.
Yeah.
And so she has another business called Climb Conferences.
Yes.
And her boutique publishing firm for women is Hunter Street Press.
Yes.
And she said, by the way, I want to get a conference business off the ground and I'd love to do retreats. And when I told her about the leadership conference, she's like, yeah, we need to do that. And we said, hey, let's do a couple of retreats first, which we've done a couple of women's retreats in her neck of the woods in Lake Las Vegas. And those have gone super well. And then after that, she held me accountable. She's like, Jen, remember when you told me about the conference? So we're doing it.
Yeah.
And so it's called Thrive in 2025. It is going to be in June, later June of 2025 in the Chicago area. And the main, like, why should you come, right? Because so many people are saying, oh, why come to my conference? So I would just say here is that we're really trying to make it about the whole female leader.
Right.
And so it's not just about like leadership training or leadership coaching. It's about mindset. It's about all of the accountability, building an action plan. But then the other thing that I'm dreaming up right now, so the new intuitive download is something that I'm working on. It's going to be called the Brave Circle. Mm. And all women after the conference will have an opportunity to join the Brave Circle for accountability and like one-on-one coaching after. So we can make sure that they're actually implementing. Because, you know, Hope and I talked and we were like, we go to conferences all the time for our corporate work. And we're all like jazz at the other end, Diana, like, yeah, I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And then nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
And so, and we're like, oh yeah, remember that 9 months ago? And it just like dissipates in thin air. And I don't want that for anyone that attends Thrive.
I want
people to actually implement. So that's what we're doing.
I absolutely love this. Is y'all are like, dang, Diana, you're our sisters. Yes, we are. See, because here's the thing. We have been through so much in corporate America, and corporate women out here, they know, they're like, bet, that's so true. Thrive 25 is necessary because you have to have a circle of people to be able to implement. And the beautiful thing I want people to know is that we are collaborating. We are collaborating because I'm working with Hope, working with Jen, and we also have her C-suite, right? We have Natalie.
Yes.
So here's the thing, ladies, you have to understand is that this women corporate, we ain't playing. We are on the road. We doing things. We're shifting corporate America, and we are making certain that we are rising, because I'm going to be having her C-suite, Brave Women at Work, and Climb Conference in the All Rise Live Global Summit happening in June. And then you'll be getting up on stage talking a little bit more about this. So y'all going to see her again at the All Rise Live Global Summit. So share with me some parting words. What is it that you think, and we talked about that woman who really needs to start listening to that voice, but if she's really scared to speak up about something she knows she needs to speak up about, what would be a good piece of advice that you would give her as a first step besides, okay, listening to that, that she's in the matrix, but to give her that gumption, that courage to speak up?
So a couple of things that come to mind. First off is that if there is another woman that has done it before you, or a way shower that can help you, or you feel like that person has your back, because I know how hard it is to step out and then you're like, oh, I'm going to get my rear handed to me in a meeting or in front of my boss or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you have a way shower, I would make friends with that way shower. Could she be your mentor? Could she be your sponsor? Like how can you do that? The other thing that I will often ask like clients, and I would ask that woman, it's like, okay, make like a little list, like draw a line down the center of the paper and be like, what is like the worst thing that happens? Like, we're going to play the catastrophe game. Mm-hmm. And then let's play the, like, what is the best thing that can happen? Because often it's our fear talking, and I'm not saying it's not real, everybody. Like, right. So it's very real. But if you see that the balance sheet of like, you know what, it could be awesome is stronger than like, it could be awful, I just go for it, because life is too short. Like, life is too short. Just speak up, because no one, and I know you know this, and I'm sure your listeners do, no one is going to see your light unless you open your mouth
and
get visible.
Yes. I mean, girl, this is so good. And this is what I know, because it is really so good for you to rehearse the best case scenario.
Yes.
Because we often rehearse the worst case scenario. And I just think that this is so important, and having circles, having people, because at the All Rise Live Global Summit, we too are having people on ramp to the academy and going into circles. It's important to find your tribe. It's important to find women like Jen, like myself. You gotta get with them. And mentorship is key. So thank you so much for mentioning that. And, you know, just having sponsors. Have you had people speaking up for you, Jen? Have you had people in your corporate space speaking up for you?
Yes, I have. Actually, I've had a couple amazing male figures.
Nice.
So this is really interesting. I've thought about this and it came to me a few years ago. So I had a female manager, and this just shows how old I am, in like 1999, Diana. Yep. Like that's when I had. And since that time, so everyone listen to this. This is why women need to rise. I have not had a female manager since 1999.
What?
Yes. So that means as I've risen through the ranks, it's all been men. Mm-hmm. I have always been the first female executive in the room, not because I'm like, oh, look at me. It's because I was the only one.
Yep.
And so I will just say it just shows that we do need some great female leaders out there. Yeah. We're still in desperate need. But yes, Diana, I had one specific. He was my mentor. He passed on really early, but he was my mentor. And he would lay in the middle of the road for me and tell people how great I was.
I love that. You know, and that's it. That is where you and I connect, because I only had white male people who were my mentors and supporters. Mm-hmm. So it's important for us to be you. Jen, keep being you, sis, because we need you. I need you. Brave woman. We need shields or something, girl. Like, you know, or now that you got the Rocky theme, come on. We got to come up with something. What's it going to be? I can't wait to find out. Aren't y'all ready to find out? So where can we stay in contact with you, get your books, all the things?
Yeah. So bravewomanatwork.com is my website. You can find the books there or wherever books are sold. The podcast is also called Brave Women at Work, and that is wherever you can find your podcasts. We're almost at 200 episodes, Diana.
What?
So yes, I know. So
I can't wait to get on your podcast.
Yes, I got to do that. So yeah, we got to get on that. So yes, we'll have Diana on as a guest, but there's so much great library and so much wisdom in there. So go check that out.
We all need to check it out. We all need to buy these books. We all need to have a lot of these women's books. Brave Women at Work. Brave Women at Work needs to be in your library. Jen, thank you for taking
Thank
the time
you.
With me today. You are a bright soul. You are a bright light. And Leslie, our kids help us be even brighter sometimes. We may not feel that, but, you know, because we're always learning from our kids. But thank you so much for you. And thank you, Rise with Diana podcast people. Keep rising. Please like and subscribe. Please check out Jen. And I hope to see you at the All Rise Live Global Summit and at Thrive 25. We're going to be there. All right. We'll see you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.